From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea Monday fired four banned ballistic missiles into the waters east of the Korean Peninsula. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says three of those missiles landed at sea in his nation's exclusive economic zone. Last week, the United States and South Korea began their annual joint military exercises, something that usually angers the North. A furious Donald Trump says he will be proven right about his allegations that the Obama administration wiretapped his phones just before the election. Mr. Trump charges that the phone tapping was done as part of an administration probe into Russia's alleged meddling in the election. Jim Clapper is the former Obama director of national intelligence.
For the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
Clapper was interviewed on NBC's Meet the Press program. President Trump has not yet released evidence to back up his charges. The New York Times newspaper and NBC are reporting, meanwhile, that FBI Director James Comey has called on the Justice Department to publicly reject the charges. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says his committee will investigate the matter. President Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked the administration's first effort. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions that are still being held by the Islamic State group. Thousands of civilians are said to be fleeing the fighting every day. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Sunday their offensive to retake Raqqa has resumed after a halt that lasted for 1 week. The SDF, a Kurdish-led force, says it intends to isolate Raqqa from Deir Ezzor, another IS stronghold in eastern Syria, and to take control of more territories along the Euphrates River en route to Raqqa. Thousands of delegates from around China gathered in Beijing for their annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday that his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit. He told BBC One's Andrew Marr program that Britain would do whatever is necessary to remain competitive if it leaves the EU without a trade agreement.
British people have a great fighting spirit, and we will fight back. We will forge new trade deals around the world. We will build our business globally. We will go on from strength to strength, and we will do whatever we need to do to make the British economy competitive and to make sure that this country has a great and successful future.
Chancellor of the Exchequer Philip Hammond. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania, Sunday. They blew whistles, waved flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority, and they're demanding that state institutions be free of political interference. Four top European leaders will hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union. Hosted by French President François Hollande, the dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. The meeting comes amid discussions about how the European Union can move forward in the face of Brexit, rising nationalism, and an EU-skeptic Trump administration in Washington. A senior Nigerian military official said the cause of the accidental bombing of a displaced persons camp in the country's northeast in January was incorrect coordinates. Nigerian Major General Leo Irabor told the visiting UN Security Council delegation Sunday that the January 17th bombing in the town of Ran, which killed 236 civilians, was a grave mistake. The Islamic State has taken responsibility for executing a kidnapped officer of Pakistan's Prime Intelligence Agency. Police found his body in the city of Multan. They've identified him as Umar Mubin Jalani, and quoted witnesses as saying the militants dropped his body on a busy road early Saturday morning before driving away. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.